It's the 4040 Project, celebrating KBIA's 40th anniversary by visiting 40 communities in mid-Missouri and beyond. I'm Darren Hellwedge. On the square in downtown Mexico, Missouri, we met Michael McCoy at Mexico Music. But it took him a while to get the chance to sit down and visit. It seems we were going to get the chance to meet a lot more people from Mexico. Mike spent a moment with a customer on an impromptu lesson on the fiddle, claiming he couldn't play it very well before picking one up and proving that he could indeed play it very well. When he wasn't helping a steady stream of customers find the right bow for a fiddle, sign up a child for music lessons, or purchase their first guitar.
You know, throughout the day, there's always somebody, and you know, sparked up about, you know, playing an instrument, and that's a good thing, you know. I think it keeps them busy and you know, keeps them on the right track of things.
While not working with the customers, Mike told us how Mexico came to be home for him and his family.
I did move to Kansas City for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I worked with my uncle. He lived up in the city. And I did some work with him and discovered real quick I didn't like the big cities and come right back here to rural Mexico, Missouri, and lived here ever since.
And while he's originally from Ledonia, not Mexico, Mike McCoy's family has a tie to an important part of the history of Mexico, including how it came to be known as Brick City.
It's real heavy in the farm industry. My dad, you know, retired from here at A.P. Greens, was a big brick plant, you know, which they called this town Brick City for years. And that was because of the brick plants, you know. But since then, that's, you know, they've shut down.
Right.
And it's kind of a way of the thing, or, you know, thing of the past now with the bricks. But it was pretty famous for being known as Brick City, and a lot of bricks has come out of this town. But, you know, I describe it as a pretty peaceful, you know, pretty nonviolent, you know, low crime, kind of a little town, and that's probably another reason I've stuck around here, you know. So, kind of like that. You can leave your doors unlocked if you had to, you know.
You'll find Mexico Music on the square at Washington and Jackson. And if you find Mike McCoy there, chances are he'll be pretty busy with a steady stream of customers. But if you catch him in a quiet moment, he might even break out his own banjo and prove that he has a lot of musical talent himself. Find more from Mexico and our other 4040 Project communities at KBIA.org. For the 4040 Project in Mexico, Missouri, I'm Darren Hellwedge for KBIA.